reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen. I say to you, he will gird himself and have them recline at table and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and he begins to beat the men servants and maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations or act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. How much will be required of the person entrusted with much? Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. I like to think of the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time in the C cycle as Expectant Faith Sunday. All three readings point to this theme of expectant faith. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom is probably a homily prepared for the Seder meal for Jews celebrating the Passover in Alexandria about 100 years before the birth of Christ. The message is the age-old Passover message, next year in Jerusalem. Expect that the God who rescued you from Egypt thousands of years ago will do it again. Believe. Expect. The letter to the Hebrews was also written to Jews about 200 years later, this time Jews who were converts to faith in Jesus, Jews who were also experiencing a feeling of exile, being away from their promised land. They were in exile, probably after the removal of all Jews from Jerusalem by the Romans. and they were also being cast out of their synagogues by those who of their own people who did not accept faith in Jesus. The message of Hebrews: remember Abraham, living far from his homeland, in a land promised by God to his successors, but living without children and with an aging wife. The message: expect that the God who fulfilled his promise gave the promised land to Abraham will give you faith. Believe. Expect. Luke, writing to Gentile believers, expecting Jesus to return, had waited for some 40 or 50 years. His message to them: continue to expect the Lord's return. Don't be caught off guard. Live faithfully. It occurs to me that we experience many of the difficulties of these three sets of believers. The believers, Jewish believers in Alexandria, 100 years before Christ, lived in a society of competing ideas, pagan and Jewish. The writer seems to be acquainted with a wide range of Greek and Jewish influences in his time and place. But his message: continue to expect, in spite of all the different ideas, continue to expect God to fulfill his promises. We too live in a time of many competing ideas. Atheism, evolution, right to life, and denial of what we would think of as right to life. We too should hear the voice, the advice to our ancient Jewish forebears: believe, expect. And we live in times of division, as our early Jewish convert brothers and sisters did. We live in a time of splintering Christianity. Almost every year seems to find some new way of professing belief in Jesus Christ. And we live in a time of division, or rather differences, within the church. There have been Pius the 12th, John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, John Paul the 2nd, Benedict the 16th, and now Francis, just in my lifetime. And each of these popes have had their ardent, and still have their ardent, advocates saying that the vision of this or that pope is the one which should guide the church. And we share with the even more the expectation, or the long wait, of the converts of Luke. We've waited not 40 or 50 years, but 2,000 years. And we've seen vast changes in the world. And still we hear Jesus telling us, urging us, to be ready. What does that mean? Well, of course, literally, don't get drunk and don't beat the servants. But what Jesus really means, I think, is in a way illustrated by a news story that I just heard this evening. It's a rather strange story. A young woman was pinned in her car after an automobile accident in Missouri. They tried for some time to get her out, but couldn't. And they were beginning to wonder if, in fact, they would be able to get her out before she died. When all of a sudden, a man dressed in a black shirt and Roman collar walked up and anointed her, assuring those standing by and about two dozen people claimed to have seen him, comforting them and telling them that she would be all right in a very short time. And then he disappeared into thin air. There were many photographs taken of the event, and they should have showed him there, but they don't. The newscaster wondered if this was indeed an angel. Perhaps. But I think it's a good illustration of what Jesus means by being ready, being there to do what's needed, to give the help that is needed, as Jesus did, and then just disappearing, letting people to wonder at the presence of God's help when and where it is needed.